Instability and violence bring Bangladesh to a standstill. A ministry shares three simple ways to encourage believers in the Philippines, and tragedy strikes Syrian refugees in Lebanon. There's a way for you to pray, give, or go on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Bangladesh is blowing up. Asian Access's Peter Muzunder.
The political turmoil is so dangerous in Bangladesh because opposition party is demanding that the present government should call the caretaker government. And that's the reason the general election on 5th of January.
However, there's concern about free and fair elections under the current regime. The opposition's protesting the elections moving forward. The demonstrations have gotten more violent and deadly.
They are burning and they are putting the petrol bomb in different places. People are very much scared. Even we are very much scared to go out from one place to another place.
Several evangelistic conferences had to be canceled. More troubles on the horizon.
The last couple of days, they burned many Hindus' houses, Christian houses, and they really not safe, especially in the remote area.
We've got A2 prayer needs at links at our brand new website. Next, remember the massive typhoon that hit the Philippines? Our partners at Biblica are giving three ways to help survivors. Share God's word. How? Biblica is working to distribute 20,000 Cebuano New Testaments. Donate to help meet the immediate needs of children and families affected by the disaster. More than anything, continue to pray. Pray for the injured. Pray for those in need of aid. And pray for the safety of relief teams. Full story at our new website. This is Mission Network News. Tragedy strikes Syrian refugees in Lebanon. Workers assisted by Christian Aid Mission, your link to indigenous missions, recently found six kids who froze to death. Temperatures in Lebanon are below freezing, and refugees have nothing but summer clothes and sandals. Christian Aid is sending $10,000 for their partners to help refugees in Jesus' name. Syrian refugees need your help and prayers, too. Find ways to do both at our new website. Next, Christmas excitement is building, even more so when you hear this story. IN Network recently threw a party for their students in Colombia. These children aren't used to Christmas joy. Christmas break usually means hunger. Rody Rodehaver of IN Network explains.
You cannot believe the beautiful children with the big eyes, many of them who wouldn't have received a Christmas present. Received a Christmas present.
This party underlines what the mission has been teaching in their school about Christ.
Throwing a party in Jesus' name really makes a lot of sense because it communicates the idea that God's love is holistic and it covers all parts of our lives. And God wants to bless His children. All of us.
There's still time for you to help. Visit our website to learn about food gift baskets. And it's December 23rd. You've been looking for the perfect gift for someone who has everything. Seems kind of silly buying them something, doesn't it? Especially when you know Christians in places like Nigeria don't even have a Bible. Your Christmas gift to Christian Resources International could change that. Jason Wolford.
The majority of people live on an income of less than a dollar a day. The average Bible that I could find was $12. If you can imagine taking a third of what you have to go buy a Bible. It's just something that's not feasible.
This is an area where the terrorist group Boko Haram is active. Wolford is hopeful.
I'm believing that the word that we are sending there, God's word, is going to get in the hands of one of those or many of those people, and their lives are going to be changed, that they are going to have truly a Paul-type experience.
Your $50 Christmas gift supplies 150 Bibles and Christian books. We'll connect you at our new website, missionnetworknews.org. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Get Phillips Craig and Dean's new Christmas CD, Hope for All the World, with your gift of any amount. It features your favorite Christmas carols along with some brand new original songs. Call 1-800-995-4828 with your best gift and I'll give you a copy, or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.